Welcome to Messy Business, the podcast that helps solo business owners think better, not just know more. I'm Libby Langley, and each week I uncover the messy truth behind the internet's favourite business advice, assumptions and aspirations, helping you decide what's actually right for you and your business. Let's get started with this week's episode. Have you ever noticed that when you achieve something big in business, someone immediately asks, "So, what next? You know, you hit your first 50 grand. What's next? You get fully booked. What's next? You hire someone. What's next? You write a book. When's your next one coming out?" And I've been thinking about this recently, about whether what's next is actually a good question to have, because sometimes it pushes us forwards, but sometimes it stops us noticing that we might already have built something that's pretty brilliant. So today I want to explore the messy truth about always wanting more. Somewhere along the way, we've accepted the idea that business should always be getting bigger, faster, or moving on to the next thing. But what if that is not actually the point? You know, there is a real obsession with next. What's your next goal? What's your next launch? What's your next offer? What's your next level? What's next, next, next? And I, kind of do think that constantly asking what's next might actually stop us appreciating what's now. And I also wonder if it's kind of like it's hamster wheel perpetuation. And hamster wheel, I think, is the thing that we spend so long trying to get off. But also we are putting ourselves on by the questions we ask ourselves and ask each other. So, here's today's episode of Messy Business. I think that there is accepted wisdom, in inverted commas there, in business and probably in life, really, you know, that you never stand still, that you should always be growing personally, professionally, everything. You should always have another goal. And you should always ask yourself, what's next? And I wonder if you've noticed that about yourself. It's, you know, kind of the moment when you achieve something, then somebody will ask you what's coming next, or you'll think that about yourself. It's funny because when I started running, and I'm not a runner, right? I'm not. But I started doing park run in, I think, the October or something, and which is 5K. And I, oh my God, nearly died doing, you know, my first couple. It was just so difficult. But it's like, well, okay, that's fine. But, you know, surely just 5K is not the goal. And so 6 months later, I ran the Paris Marathon, which is, I don't know in kilometres, what is it, 43 kilometres or something? But 26 miles, right? A marathon is 26 miles. It's a really long way. 5K is 3.1 miles, so quite a significant extra length. Because of the kind of what's next, and it's like there's nothing wrong with just forever doing parkrun, and there's nothing wrong with forever doing parkrun and it taking you 45 minutes. It's up to you. But it is this what next, this, you know, don't stand still, always be growing. And, you know, consistency could be seen as a sense of growth, right? Because it takes a lot of effort. Honestly, I think it probably takes more effort to maintain than it does to continually have something new and shiny and bigger to strive for. And it's interesting, to put that in another kind of real world experience. In 2026, I've lost a couple of stone this year. And now I am maintaining my weight. And it is harder because to lose weight is, there's a real thrill. There's a real thrill about stepping on those scales and it being a bit less and, oh my God, look at all this amazing food that I'm eating and I'm losing weight and, you know, blah, blah, blah. I find it a real kick out of it. And it's improved what I eat, the way I eat, my relationship with food. All of those things have been amazing, right? It's been a real voyage of discovery and I'm extraordinarily happy with it all. And my new body, obviously, love it. But the maintaining bit is kind of harder because you're in the weight loss, therefore, you know, growth, striving for more, wanting more, although it's less in terms of size, but the wanting more, that kind of moving forward thing. And now to be actively like, do you know, I just want to stay the same. It's definitely harder and it is definitely a mindset shift. So because you know how to lose weight, move forward, you know, want more, but do you know how to stay the same? And that's a mindset shift for me and something that I'm learning. And so actually it's quite, whilst this podcast is always about business and we discuss a business claim, a business truth, and see if it's actually true for us, true for me, true for you. But I think bringing in the real world examples like that does help to think about how this applies across your entire life. Because staying the same is not celebrated, really. And staying the same is harder because it takes a real conscious choice to say, no, I'm not going to do any more, be that losing more weight or whatever, you know, whatever it is, grow more. So you'll notice it in the business world, absolutely, that you hit six figures. Well, then you have to go for multiple six figures, don't you? And then you have to go for seven figures. If you write a book, when's your next book coming out? You've got another book, it's going to be start of a series. It's like, I've just written a book. Leave me alone. Let me just enjoy that. Although saying that, I have started writing my second book, but 3.5 years later, right? You know, if you sold your business, what's next? And people talk a lot about exit strategies with business too, and as well as the growth. And it's like, it's okay not to know. It's okay to just be in the moment. You know, there seems to be an assumption that satisfaction is only ever temporary. And I think that's kind of a really interesting kind of universal truth and assumption that we have in the business world. And it came from, you know, historically, absolutely, it makes sense, right? And for us as humans, it makes sense. The more a business grows, the more an economy grows. So that's your basic economics there. But it's kind of true, right? And bigger companies, they often exist to create shareholder value. Therefore, they need to continue to grow. Otherwise, the shareholders ain't going to be happy. And bigger generally has kind of meant safer. So, and signs of wealth as well. You know, the bigger your house, the bigger your car engine, the bigger your car, the bigger your fancier your holidays, all of that. These are all universally accepted measures of success. Right? Measures of wealth, measures of status, the bigger the better. But it doesn't equate necessarily to happiness, does it? And I think that entrepreneur culture did adopt exactly the same thinking as business thinking. You know, it's the kind of corporate thinking of growing the business. And when the real internet guru boom happened, and I think, you know, it's before COVID, but really COVID was when it all went absolutely bananas there, and that turned it into an identity, right? You know, you're a six-figure business owner, you're a seven-figure business owner, you're an eight-figure business owner, you scale, you exit, you create a legacy, you level up, you reach the next level, and everything became about this upward movement. You know, success, I think, was really seen, or is really seen, as something permanently over the horizon. And if you ever spend any time on social media, you'll know that that's a utter cesspit for making you feel inadequate, and just reinforcing the fact that you need to grow. And if you're not growing, you're an utter loser, even if that just means you get up half an hour earlier each day until you don't actually sleep because there's so much productivity to do in the world. And what we see on social media is people announcing the next milestone, always. And in the emails that you get, you'll see people sharing their successes and stuff. I mean, there is absolutely a movement to about reality, and I am a huge part of that movement. And if you get my emails, you'll know that they're never about that. They talk very much along lines of these podcasts about this is what everybody thinks, but actually, what if you don't think that? That's okay too. And more discussion pieces to help you think better, not just learn more about striving for whatever it is that the internet's told you that you want. If you don't get my emails, by the way, libbylangley.com/email, and you can sign up for them. I don't send loads, I send one a week, and they're quite good. You can also follow me on Substack, which is a new thing that I've launched. And it's very quiet over there at the moment because it's all new, but you're welcome to come join the party over there. So it's very rare that anybody would post on social media, do you know what, guys, I'm good now. I'm all right. I'm good now. Because it's so final, I suppose. It's so comfortable in yourself that there is a ton of audacity with it, and provocation, I guess. But there's nobody can argue with that, I think. It's provocative and audacious because it's not said, right? But in and of itself, it's like, yeah, do you know, I'm all right. I've done this thing and turns out that was all I wanted to do. Which is absolutely what happened with me in the marathon. After I'd done the marathon, I did a couple of half marathons and various 10Ks and stuff. But then it was like, I'm not going to do an ultra marathon, and I don't want to do another marathon. It's like, I don't have anywhere to go from this. So I kind of dwindled off, and we did park run on our wedding day in 2020, and then COVID hit, lockdown hit, and I did two park runs in 6 years after that. And I've recently started again, and we've signed up for a 10K in a few months' time, and then a metric half, which I think is 8 miles, 13 kilometres in early 2027, because I think that will keep me motivated, but not because I want to achieve more. It's more, I kind of need the accountability of doing those. And I'm running now for my health because I've lost the weight. And so I just want to be a bit fitter and maybe a bit more toned and all of that stuff. So I'm not chasing any goals anymore. So it does feel different. And also running is way easier when you've lost 2 stone, let me tell you. It's all about mindset, really. But I think there is an enormous appeal to that, which to the more, which makes perfect human sense. You know, growth does feel really hopeful, and ambition of growth is admired, it's celebrated. This progress feels exciting, and goals definitely give us direction. Really important that we do have some kind of direction, I think. And like I said, like the accountability of having these slightly longer runs in it, because I don't know, there's something about that. And I think there's something about the reward system that also keeps us motivated with stuff. But the achievement and stuff, it feels absolutely brilliant. And really important to say, none of that is wrong, right? None of that is wrong. Like, this is certainly not about anti-ambition whatsoever. This is about unconscious ambition and the assumption that more is automatically better. So the reason that I wanted to do this episode is that I've just been, last week, I've just been to a Second Mountain weekend event, really super, met some incredible people that I wouldn't have met otherwise, and I really liked that. But it was about, right, what's next? You know, if you've achieved a lot in your career, in your life, in your business, what's next? And it was for us oldies. So people in the fifth decade, or is it the sixth decade? Because your first decade is, anyway, 50s and over, right? Of which I'm one, I'm 51. And it was really interesting because I went into it thinking, oh, do you know what? Yeah, I've done a ton of stuff, but I don't feel like I'm satisfied with my life. You know, I've done this, but then I changed my mind, and I've done this, and I changed my mind, and I've done this, and then I've done something else. And a couple of people said to me, I can't believe what you've done in your life. And I'm like, oh yeah, well, that's ADHD for you. But it's like, but you've achieved so much. And just hearing people who you've never met before say things like that is like, well, yeah, I have actually. And so the concept was, you know, what do you want to do next? What's your second mountain? And I was like, oh, I don't know, because I haven't really achieved anything. And then gradually I was thinking, I've already done quite a lot. And the idea of having a second mountain to climb is like, no way, man. I don't want to climb another mountain. I've climbed about 45 mountains in my first mountain phase of life and business. I don't want to do that anymore. So that gave me quite a lot of peace, actually. And I started thinking, what if my second mountain is stability and calm? What if that's my thing? And what if actually I'm now in the valley between my first and second mountains? I quite like the valley. And to put it in literal real world terms, I've said to my husband that I don't want to climb any more of these bloody great big hills. You know, we've done all the top ones in the Lake District. I literally don't like going uphill particularly much. I like being up at the top and I like coming down. But you know, using the literal real world example, I don't like climbing the mountain. So why do that? Why kind of do that? Why? What would it be like if I stayed in the valley, if I stayed, you know, and had a picnic by the river on the valley floor? And what if stability and calm was now my goal and my focus? Because I have quite a lot of that in my life now. And so what if my second mountain is living my life? And what if I actually allow myself to think, do you know what? I'm good at what I do. My business sort outs are really, really good. The consultancy work I do is really good. I know that it's good. I know that I make a difference. I know that I help people and businesses. And what about, you know, if the teaching work that I do, I've restarted to do recently, what if that is it's all okay? You know, what if it's okay to kind of be more of a consultant and less of a business owner and actually work on the projects that are really interesting and just allow that stuff to come to me? And as long as I'm earning what I want to earn, what if that's enough? What if actually my focus is on just doing ridiculous things with my husband that make us laugh? What if there's that? And it's really interesting. I share it with you and it's quite personal. So I realised that sharing something, you know, out loud on a podcast that thousands of people can listen to might feel a bit weird, but I share it because what if always wanting more isn't right for you? And I think at this particular period in life, it's perhaps not right for me because everything's all right. And maybe I'm just going to sit with everything being all right for a while and just allow anything else to come rather than pushing and chasing it. And there's the practicalities of I need to earn a certain amount each month. And, you know, I do earn that. And so maintaining that and making sure that when one client finishes, there's another client coming in, all of that. But I've kind of got that set up now. I've got that infrastructure set up with my podcast, my emails, token bits of social media, networking, being in business for 15 years, all those things. And it's like, what if I'm allowed a bit of complacency now? What if that's okay? But stability and calm, they were things to that really came to mind over the weekend. So, you know, what happens when you've already achieved what younger you dreamed about? And I wouldn't say that I have done that, because that's why there has been an element of dissatisfaction about, well, I haven't done anything. And it's like, actually, I've done a ton of stuff. But I've been doing it for the wrong reasons. I've been chasing it. And what I haven't been chasing is the happy life. The just like, I don't know, let's just do some mad stuff. And that's fine. Let's make life the goal, a good life, the goal for the second mountain, second phase, rather than let's make work the priority. I think that's a really interesting dynamic shift. So maybe, you know, if you ask yourself, what have you, you know, where are you? What have you done? Then you know, you've built the business, you've proved yourself, you've earned decent money, you've learned a ton, you've survived. Oh my God, well done. You've become really good at what you do. You know, now what? Because I think society only has one answer to that, and that's more, or different, or reshape, or reinvent, or something like that. You know, but perhaps that's the wrong question. Perhaps the next stage isn't about expansion for you. Perhaps it's about refinement. Perhaps it's about enjoyment. Perhaps it's about depth instead of breadth. You know, becoming really specialized in something, doing something much deeper, being much more specific about what you do because you found this uber niche and you really enjoy it. Perhaps it's something like that. Perhaps it's about protecting what you've built already. You know, maybe it's about finally living the life that you spent 20 years trying to create. Think that is definitely where I am. You know, I've been self-employed for 15 years. I've built big, I've built small, I've had staff, I've scaled, I've simplified, I've burnt out, I've started again. And really where I've landed, it isn't more. It's better. It's better. Absolutely, it's better. And it's about a better life and me being better at the things that I like. So, you know, being more specific and saying no to stuff. I recently turned down an opportunity that I was offered because I'm just like, oh, I don't like the sound of all the bureaucracy that goes with that. So I said no, and it was quite a difficult decision because it'd been a kind of 5-month discussion process, but something just wasn't sitting right. And so I in the end, I said no. And yes, it was turning down money. Yes, it was turning it down an opportunity, but it was actually just like, that doesn't fit with what I want. So more, I think, is the wrong word here. It's definitely better, definitely better. And so kind of having presented that evidence to you of perhaps thinking about things in a different way, and questioning what it is that you actually want, and do you want more? Do you want more? If you do, cool. You know, that's something for you to consciously decide. But the question that I would kind of ask you to sit with and to think about is, instead of asking what's next, what should we do next? It's like, what's enough? You know, where is my enoughness? Where is the point where I go, do you know what? I'm all right. And over the weekend at this event, I was aware that I was saying, you know, everything's fine. Everything's okay. And actually, I think my language was wrong there. And I realized that wrong, I can say wrong that because I'm talking about myself, but misdirected. There, because, you know, I'm fine, it's okay, is negative language. It's almost like settling, whereas things are comfortable, things feel stable, things feel calm. You know, I'm in a good place. That's very different language. And so what I invite you to do is to think about the language that you use to describe where you are, and also to perhaps reflect on that and see if actually, do you know what? I'm not fine. I'm all right. Pretty good. You know, we use very British language about this, don't we? You might say, everything is awesome, and that's fine too. So the questions I'll ask you are, if nothing had to get bigger next year, if nothing had to be more in the next year, what would you spend your energy making better? That's what I ask you. What would you spend your energy making better? So please do reflect on that. And another one, if you stopped chasing the next milestone, what would you have time to enjoy? Yeah? And, you know, you might get all sorts of questions in there. It might be, do you know what, actually, I'm going to stop. I really like the fact, I really love the work that I do in my business, but it doesn't earn me enough to be able to do what I want to do. And actually, instead of chasing more in the business, I'm going to keep the business as I want, and I'm going to get a bit of a part-time job to supplement it. It's like, well, that's cool, because that's a conscious decision, and it stops this like more drive, more drive, more bigger, better, which takes an absolute ton of energy. Yeah. It's making the conscious choice there about what you want. And if you want to drive forward and you want to get up half an hour earlier every day to make your business, to scale it to six figures or seven figures or whatever, that's great. Absolutely. Here to champion you for that. But do it consciously. Make that decision and know why you're making the decision. That's what's really important here. Don't do it just because that's what we're all told to do, because we are all told to do that. And, you know, you get to the point where it's like, nah, do you know what? I do say, oh, I can't be bothered a lot. There's this thing and I can't be bothered. And to me, that's a really good barometer, because when I get hooked on something, you know, being neurodivergent, my God, I go for it. But if there's a feeling of I can't be bothered, then it's not the right thing. So I can just think about it, maybe read an article about it, and that's enough. And that's okay too. Yeah. You're allowed to listen to yourself and make exactly the choices that you make for you, because, you know, ultimately on your deathbed, the only person you need to have satisfied is yourself, right? You need to be happy with your life and the life that you've lived, and you're in control of that. You can decide whatever you want to decide. So what if this season of your business or your life isn't about building more? What if it's about living more? That's what I want to leave you with today. Oh my goodness. So please do message me, because I think this has probably made you think about maybe some quite uncomfortable truths. I don't know. But message me on any of the socials. I'm Libby Langley. You'll find me everywhere. Or email me and share with me what's going on for you, because it's been, yeah, this, my thought process has changed, and I'm inviting you to think more consciously about your own thought process. So thanks for joining me. See you next time on another episode of Messy Business. Bye. If this episode of Messy Business made you think differently, why not share it with someone who might need to hear it too? And if you're enjoying the show, make sure you're following wherever you listen to podcasts so you don't miss future episodes. Until next time, remember, change how you work, not who you are.